Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time that we're able to share together today, the remainder of the week. If you're a new listener, we welcome you. We're heard on this station Monday through Friday at the same time. And as I was praying for what the Lord would have me to share, He directed me to some very specific scriptures, and I want to share this message with you. It's on 100-fold discipleship. But before we do that, I know that this is a time of testing, severe testing for many of God's people. From the letters that are coming in, there is unparalleled spiritual warfare that God's people are experiencing, many on a physical level, and also, of course, spiritually, and in every way possible, God's people are being tested. So it's important that we put on the whole armor of God. It's important that we declare our faith and trust in Christ to carry us through. Many of you listening, I know you're so tired and weary from the battles, and I can relate to that. I can understand. Sometimes it seems we're at the very end of our strength and endurance, and we cry out to the Lord, Lord, I don't know how much more I can take, but God is faithful. He will not give us more than we can bear. And if you are being sorely tried and tested, obviously it is because God knows that you will come through this. Because He promised, even though we feel like we can't take any more, He knows the very fabric of our being. And He's faithful. He's loving. He has purposes in everything that occur in our life, spiritual lessons to be learned to increase our trust and faith in the Lord, that He is our Jehovah Jireh. He will provide, not just in terms of material, natural things or finances or health, but that we will have the spiritual resources necessary to be strong in this hour in which we are living. So, beloved, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, you see there's so many that are struggling right now, that are listening to this broadcast, hearing my voice. And so, Father, we thank you that as we agree together, Lord, we confess and declare the Lordship of Jesus, not only in terms of eternity and time and the world, but also, Lord, in our own lives, that there is nothing beyond the reach of God. And Father, we affirm our faith and trust in you, that in these difficult times, not just generally in the end times in which we're living, but also the very personal difficulties that so many are having to go through right now. Lord, you said, blessed is the man that goeth through the valley. So thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit to bring us through every trial, every test, that you will supernaturally empower, give us divine revelation and wisdom, that we will know exactly what you would have us personally to do and to discern the times in which we're living. Father, we give you thanks and honor and praise for victory in that name which is above every name, the glorious, majestic, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right, so I said that we were going to talk about 100-fold discipleship. Well, one of the prayer focuses of my personal ministry of UCM and of many others, as God's people are joining together in prayer groups across this nation, across the world, is to see revival, is to see the end time harvest come in. And God is answering that prayer. We can see that even here in America, pockets of or places where the Spirit of God is moving to bring miracles and to demonstrate the power of God. It's so important to preach the whole counsel of God. But as the early church, there were always signs following when the word was preached. And so we've called out to God, Lord, I said, Lord, I want to see miracles. I've said that in terms to some of my partners. There's such serious, desperate battles. I want to see breakthroughs in your life. Even if you've never written, I pray every day for my radio family. Some of you have never written. All I can say is, as I share an invitation to write, the announcer gives contact information. If the Holy Spirit is moving on you to do so, then I recommend and suggest you follow that leading and be obedient, because he has very specific purposes for you to do so. So we want to see the power of God. However, and we say, we need to have the power of God restored to the church as the early church, and even greater. So if we want to see the power of God displayed in the miraculous, to see, remember that very first day of Pentecost, the first sermon Peter ever preached, 3,000 added to the church daily? Well, we have to understand the dynamics that went into making the early church powerful. And as we look at the Word of God, the Bible teaches us that pure and true Christianity is making 100% hundredfold commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to be looking at this week. How is that described? How do we identify that? To be like the early church, to have their results, to see the work of God and the glory of God displayed, we have to act, we have to do, and we have to obey as did the early church. Doesn't that make sense? If we want the results, we have to do the things that cause the results to occur. And Jesus doesn't want people that are just willing to give a spare hour, or going to church on Sunday, or a day, or whatever we're doing, just do it every so often. He's looking for those who really, truly love him. Isn't that the first and greatest commandment, that we would love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, strength, mind, love our neighbor as ourselves? And I always qualify that when I pray that. Even as Jesus has loved us, because that was the new commandment he gave at the Last Supper. And so I always put that addendum on, not just as ourselves, because sometimes we have a problem loving ourselves. And so we have to love ourselves and love others as Jesus has loved us. Praise God. So he is looking, our Father, Jesus, is looking for those who will make 100% commitment to the Lord and put him first place in their lives. It says in the Word of God, the eyes of the Lord rove to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to prove himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. Now, what does this look like? Well, to be a hundredfold disciple of Jesus, a Christian has to make a deliberate and willful decision that they are willing to make a complete consecration. What does that look like? It means consecrating all that we are, our life, our family, loved ones, our personal will, our desires, our finances, our property, material possessions, everything must be willingly laid at the feet of Jesus Christ. Jesus made a point, he said, when, you know, the rich man came to him, the rich young ruler, and he says, sell what you have and give to the poor. He's not asking us to dispossess ourselves. Of course not. He wants us to be blessed. Well, it depends on the situation. God reserves the right to deal with his own as he chooses. So I will never say what God will or will not do. He is the final answer, and his will makes the final determination. But in our heart, they can't own us. Loved ones can't own us. Anything that we can experience in this natural life, whether it's relationships, material possessions, our own life, our own will, our own desires, all of those have to be laid at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, I want you, and whatever it takes, I'm willing, with your grace, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to demonstrate how complete my love and surrender is to you. Now that's asking a lot. But I'm going to be sharing scriptures out of the Word of God, and so you can decide for yourself what that looks like. Jesus said that in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verses 3 and 4, he states that thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. That means an entire willingness to put the Lord's purposes and the advance of his kingdom first. Now, let's look at Hebrews, the 12th chapter. I'm going to start reading at verse 25. Actually, 25. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. What's that saying? Well, it references the preceding verse, 24, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Don't refuse him that speaking, for if they escaped who refused him that spoke on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also the heavens. We're seeing that fulfilled prophetically. And this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken, as of the things that are made, that those, listen to this, those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, beloved, I'm adding that, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. That's what the Lord is asking of us. And we're going to pursue, what does this mean? Perhaps you've never considered or thought about or heard a message on being surrendered and consecrated to the Lord. Well, even if you've heard multiple messages, we're all going to be refreshed and renewed as we hear God's word as far as what Jesus said regarding our commitment to him. Well, as promised, I always invite you to write and share your needs. Sometimes we're struggling so in the battles that it's hard to let go. God doesn't want you to bear your burdens alone. And I've been finding that recently. I have, you know, I carry a lot of things, but I've discovered that there is a sound spiritual principle in bearing one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. The announcement will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.